When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight, we cover Below Deck Legacy, Season 11, Episode 9, titled The Real Housewives of Granada. In tonight's episode, we get a dose of a very needy guest, probably the most needy I can remember in a long time, who drives Barbie and Sheffy up a wall. We get some yoga on a beach to maybe even us out. And we get a lunch to forget. We meet Sunny's alter ego in Sabrina Tequila, much to the chagrin of Zandy and Ben. And we stipulate on a day off that's coming pretty soon here. Now, Sean, I know we've been talking about a day off and how it's been much needed. I think we actually start to see some cracks form in this episode here. Obviously, Barbie is pretty much at her breaking point, it seems. And Chef is starting to see some cracks. I think some of the things we were foreshadowing about his messiness is starting to catch up with him. But also, this is a very tough charter. I mean, I don't think anyone didn't have some form of dietary restriction or pickiness.
Yeah, no, this is a memorable guest, very memorable guest. I saw Jill Zarin one time at an airport, the Cleveland airport. It was right when the Real Housewives of New York like premiered. And I actually watched the first season on my own. I don't have a girlfriend to blame on that. And yeah, that when I was watching it, I saw her in an airport when I was making my connection. So
was she talking to the pilot about a couple things he could have done differently or?
I think she saw that I recognized her, and this is her new to being famous, and was like very happy it was happening. She wasn't flying private yet. I don't know that they, if you're in first class, if you can just talk to the pilot. I haven't had that luxury yet, but I'm sure she does now. Yeah.
No.
Here's the thing. Very needy, but ultimately, like, not in a mean-spirited way, if that makes sense.
So I think a couple of the things, if I'm just to use this episode on my opinion of her, it did seem like in a lot of instances she was kind of bringing to the attention the crew as to things they could do better, not like overly complaining about how things aren't done the right way, right? And I think when she brought Barbie into the bathroom and she said, you know, you really, if you think about it, you guys should be providing some of these and making sure that things are fully stocked in case I, you know, forget to bring toothpaste or whatever it is. I don't think she's wrong, but I also think in that instance, like, they probably just don't want a lot of clutter and it looks bad. If I don't know exactly what, but in no shape or form did I think she was throwing shade or being malice towards the guests. She was just being very opinionated in a extremely vocal way.
Yeah, she's not being disrespectful necessarily. I like, on the wrong day, you'd be very annoyed by it. But
yeah.
Like, even so during the lunch, we'll get to it when Barbie kind of messes up and so does Chef, and like all the burgers are all cold. And when she asked to speak with the chef, I thought he was going to get like a tongue lashing basically. And no, she's just like kind of asking about the menu for dinner.
Yeah.
So there's been worse guests. I could see if you're off your game or if you're not a good stew, she be the worst. But if you're kind of like up for it and you're trying to work hard, I don't know. I kind of enjoyed her.
Yeah, she was kind of a, I think what,
not just because I almost met her, but
yeah, right. I think she was kind of a breath of fresh air for the season, because I think we've had a lot of forgetful guests this season. I honestly, I can hardly remember any guests like off the top of my head. I know that there were a lot of guests that we liked or didn't like, but if you were to say 3 months from now, name one guest that was on this season, she's probably the only one I'm going to remember.
Oh, definitely. I think I said a few weeks ago, oh, these guests are memorable. Now I don't remember them. They got really drunk. Yeah, that's it. And they already escaped my mind.
Yeah.
And at least with Jill, like, I know her name.
Right.
I already knew before, but like, even if I never watched Real Housewives of New York, I would still know it just from like this episode and next week's episode. So yeah, breath of fresh air in that way. Where should we start, John?
I want to talk about the very, well, while we're on Jill, listen, we're going to talk about Sunny. And we'll talk about like how the night out concluded, but I feel like we got a nice train of thought here going with Jill and going with the guests.
Yeah.
All those dietary restrictions were bananas, man. Like there was not one person who was just like, I would put on my preference sheet, likes fresh seafood, likes fruit, whatever the chef recommends is good with me. These people were like, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this. It's like, I get you want what you like on vacation, but it really is a pain in the ass when all eight people or five of the eight people have like not even dietary restrictions, are just picky.
Yeah, and I really felt bad for Chef Anthony tonight. So I don't, look, Frazier ultimately helped him, but I don't see why he was complaining so much. Like there was a lot to remember. And I think, you know, Frazier's like, why am I helping Chef plan this like dinner and breakfast? It's like, okay, you're just communicating with him and like reminding him of all the allergies and everything. Like, it's a lot. Like, I don't know. That's not that hard. And here, okay, that lunch I mentioned earlier with the burgers, Barbie asked Chef Anthony for a pen. Then she takes everyone's orders. And I don't remember her writing a single thing down. And I watched it twice.
I was thinking the same thing, Sean. I've been impressed by waiters and waitresses who take my entire order of everybody who's sitting at the table with, and they get it right, and that's great. But I've also been burned by the waiter or waitress that thinks that they can just nail it. You know, yeah, you want cheese on that, you want this, you want that, you want that medium rare, and then it just comes out like a complete mess. And it was clearly the latter of the two in this situation.
And you knew that's not her. That's not Barbie. She seems very smart, but not in that way for some reason. And like, some people want cheese, some don't. Some want vegan burgers. Some want vegan burgers with cheese. That was the thing, John. We got lettuce wraps to deal with. That and eggs are like the two hardest things to like remember as far as like taking orders for.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely didn't write them down. Now, the whole thing isn't her fault. Well, sort of. The burgers are also coming out cold. We're not really sure why that happened.
I think it's tough to cook. I mean, it could be just, maybe it's just tough to cook those burgers, or they just don't stay hot for a long period of time. I've never had a vegan burger. Maybe I have. I got into a black bean burger situation for a while at home. I'm not ordering that out. There's anything wrong with that, but I used to eat a lot of like black bean burgers at the house, and I do remember they get really hot really quickly, and then they kind of cool off quickly. And maybe it was just a victim of that, or maybe Chef messed up. I don't know. I'm not here to be a chef apologist.
Nor am I, but Maybe that was Barbie not remembering who got what, and they were just sitting for too long. I don't know. Also, the burgers were coming out very staggered. Like, not everyone's were ready at the same time.
Yep.
That was also, you could sort of blame that on Barbie getting people's orders wrong and having to send things back. It was a mess. I would put most of the blame on Barbie there, I think.
Yeah.
The burgers being cold. Yeah, burgers do kind of get cold quick. You're right.
That's
So
tough.
that is tough. They get through it, although Xandi kind of comes in out of nowhere during lunch. Here's the guest complains, like I think they send a few burgers back and Xandi takes them. And she immediately tells Captain Carey.
Right. Well, she told Frasier, and she told
Yes.
Captain. I don't know. I mean, is that the role of second stew? I don't think so.
I
Like, you tell
think.
Frasier, or but
Are
I
you...
don't even know if it was in a. Okay, it was in a. I
Barbie took it as
don't.
an attack.
Absolutely, and I don't even know. I don't think Xandi hated telling Frasier that it didn't go well with Barbie in charge.
Yeah. No, she didn't. Because they have a, as soon as Kat left, Xandi kind of was like, all right, I'm above you. And they don't really quite click, I guess.
No.
At least it'll work, yeah.
I think you nailed it last episode or a couple episodes ago when you're like, Cat was the buffer between these two. They could agree that Cat was terrible, and now they have nothing to agree on. And there's definitely a lot of things going on between Xandi and Barbie. I mean, listen, Barbie's really good with the guests, aside from the fact that she just couldn't take a lunch order, but she's been really good other than that. So I don't know. I mean, maybe Xandi's just doesn't want Barbie taking all the credit. Maybe Xandi just really doesn't care, and she was just reporting that lunch went bad.
Yeah. You feel like you would, because she, yeah, Xandi hears it from the guests. You feel like you would tell Chef Anthony and Frasier, yes, Captain happened to be there. And maybe she thought Captain Carey could defuse the situation with the guests,
Yep.
which ultimately he can. He has that skill. So Barbie didn't take it well. Then obviously, as soon as lunch is over, Xandi goes to the beach to, well, yeah, it was the beach was after lunch, right?
Yeah, it was after lunch, and then it was they did yoga there. They did
Pickleball.
pickleball, which Barbie told Frasier to take Xandi.
Right. But as soon as they leave, Barbie's running around and is like, I have to do everything. This is ridiculous. I didn't think Xandi would be gone that long. I think Xandi has a point about Barbie, though, that she runs around a lot and it looks like she's doing a lot of work, but she's not getting as much done as it
Yeah,
seems.
right. Not efficient.
Not efficient. I don't know. And then when Xandi gets back to the boat, was it Barbie asks her if the napkins are ready for dinner? And Xandi with a pretty, funny but snotty comment, like, well, who would have done that? Because I guess they
Yeah.
iron the napkins each time, and she's like, you can iron the napkins yourself. And Barbie gets very pissed,
Yeah.
and it's like, don't talk to me that way. And then that's kind of where we leave it with them, but.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And Sean, I mean, we can kind of trace back to earlier in the episode on some of the other topics, but it does seem like things come to the head. We know we get a day off coming soon, maybe after this charter, and it does seem like Barbie's still fuming. So I don't know what's going to happen here. It's so interesting how Barbie goes from this, like, you think she's going to be this princess, to okay, she seems like a really hard worker, but she's got an attitude problem, and then she reins that in, but then the attitude comes back out. Like, I don't know if, like, am I rooting for her? Am I not? Is she the villain? Is she not? it seemed to me like three episodes in, Barbie was the villain, or two episodes in, Barbie was the villain. Now it just seems like, I mean, I've gone back and forth and rooting for her three different times.
Same. And her versus Xandi is a pretty even match to me, right? Like they both, neither one's gonna take it from the other one. So I can see this kind of exploding. Maybe in the day off. Things like that often happen on days off. So we'll see. I'm not reading too much into the This Is Anon trailer, but seems like maybe one of the two of them leaves also, which would be a disaster because they can't get this. Ket left, just seems like a year ago now. Still no replacement.
Yeah,
They're not
that's
even close.
no. Although I think the person comes during a dinner, so maybe it's like the extra stew that they get. She seems to
Hopefully.
come during dinner that the crew's out, so maybe it's before their day off. Which, I mean, wasn't this like a Culver situation for where like he basically came in like right before a charter ended, and then he had a day off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blow it down under. They did the day off very early that season. Interesting. Yeah, we're gonna. We'll find out. But yeah, Barbie versus Andy. That's not over with yet.
No, that may be the storyline for the next couple episodes.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You want to talk Sunny versus Sabrina? Because
Yeah, yes.
apparently Ben's fighting this one, and I think Sunny is as well. So if we backtrack to the beginning of the episode, we had the night out conclusion in which Sunny, or Sabrina in this instance, thought Ben and Xandi were getting way too close. Sunny reveals that she has, some insecurities. She's had some, I guess, not great boyfriends in the past. And so that's she has her guard up here. So, listen, if tequila comes out, Sabrina comes out. It's a binary situation.
Sabrina is such an interesting name to pick.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That wouldn't be the name I would go with if I was her. But then again, the name Sunny is pretty unusual. That used to be like a nickname for guys.
Yeah.
Like a buddy or a skip situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, her and Ben still ends up in bed with her. They still make
Right.
out. I bet you on that day off on the beach, they're going to be basically having sex on that beach. So I don't know what to do. Is Sunday going to be the lead deck end?
That's a great question because if you ask Dylan, he thinks he's going to be the lead deckhand.
Yeah, that feels like weird foreshadowing.
It does. So obviously he talks to the guests and says, yeah, I'm deckhand. I think I'm going to be lead deckhand. The resume suggests he's going to be lead deckhand, but he has two things going against him. One, Ben is hooking up with Sonny. Two, he's really weird.
He's really weird. I don't really get. Look, I get he likes to work out a lot, right? I don't know. I feel like if you're doing a job where it's like manual labor all day, I wouldn't want to do an early morning pump. Because then you're just sore the rest of the day. Some people need it. I get it.
Yeah.
But not what I would do. No, he's just high-fiving everyone. People don't like him that much.
No. How did he get on, like, are there people in Vanderpump Rules like that weird too? That they're just like, oh, we'll just have this guy on. He's good looking, but he's a total dork.
So I guess he was on the most recent episode.
Okay.
I kind of bailed on this season.
It only took you 12 seasons to bail.
So last season was like a huge ratings juggernaut because of Scandoval. And so like I got back into it. And you know, like it was fun that everyone was watching the show again. But this season, like nothing new is happening.
Yeah.
It's just like the epilogue to the scandal last season.
Let me ask you, I saw something called like, was it like Vanderpump Manor or some like hotel show that they're doing?
Not watching that. There is also The Valley, which is Jax.
I remember Jax.
His spinoff show, which isn't terrible. It's nice having that guy back on reality television. That is really where he belongs.
He reminds me of the guy from the challenges that just like never left and like got kicked out half the seasons for fighting.
CT,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, another reality TV legend. Yeah. Two guys that should never not be on reality TV. They should be on every show. Yeah, Dylan, though, I think our first impression last week was pretty correct. Whether or not he's an actor or a deckhand, we'll figure that out eventually, but it seems like he's being set up to fail. Like the cameras are showing Sonny talk to the captain, correctly unhook all the lines for the undocking, drop the anchor herself.
Mm-hmm.
And with, I don't know, it feels like with Dylan, the audience is in ruin for him, and eventually and he's not going to get the lead back in thing.
Now, I think the washing the ham thing was the most absurd thing. He's obviously got some, like, I'm guessing he has some form of like body issues or something. He mentioned he was heavy as a kid. He works out. He's worried about fat content in ham. I've never seen it before. I don't think it's probably not wrong. It probably is wrong. That's crazy. The problem is like, I feel like in most times in Below Deck, the guy who's nice, you root for. I'm not rooting against Dylan, but you're right. The camera isn't making us root for Dylan.
Yeah. He's not relatable in any way.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, yeah, he's going to be around the entire season. It'll just be funny when he's not named lead deckhand.
Yeah. Well, it'll cause controversy if he is, or if Kyle is, because Sonny and Ben are hooking up and Ben's the one making the call. So that could be a great storyline. Usually I root against them naming a lead deckhand, and I feel like I've been steadfast in that opinion. I can't wait for them to name a lead deckhand in this situation. So go Below Deck. You've kind of changed my tune for this season on that.
Well, because we got not sexual harassment, but like sexual something as a factor too.
Right.
Sexual favors.
Yeah.
Is that correct? I have no idea.
I'll tell you this. I think Ben's just smart enough to lead his department, but I think he's not ready for the naming of the lead deckhand.
Well, Captain Carey asked Ben, like, hey, start kind of testing out Dylan to see if he's ready for it or if he's not ready for it.
Yeah.
He said, or if he's not.
Yep.
So.
Also, I want to bring up something. Ben was showing Sonny how to like drive the tender. But Sonny talked about this whole thing about how she grew up on the water with a boat. What does she need? Like, there's that's a 24-foot boat. It looks like she was wakeboarding and having a great time. Why was she so stoked to be driving like the tender of the boat or like being shown how to do it?
I don't know.
It should be old hat for her.
It should. It's probably harder in the ocean, I'm guessing.
Maybe.
Because she's from the suburbs of Montreal.
Yeah.
Went to boarding school. La-di-da, right?
Eh, no big deal, right? So, you want to get into awards, Sean? Or you got anything else?
Oh, should we talk? Ends in a cliffhanger. Sheffy, we're just calling him Sheffy now. Jill asks him to put out some vegetarian options for sushi,
Yep.
and he does not.
Did she ask to put out some vegetarian options for sushi? Because there were some conflicting reports there.
Okay, well, some.
Like in the initial conversation.
No, yeah, you're right. Jill just asked for crudité.
And then he brought up what he was like, we'll do this and we'll do that. And then,
Did Frasier bring it up?
no, I think the primary was
Yes.
like, oh, I'm not eating this. And it didn't really say on her thing she wasn't eating it. She said she wouldn't eat raw shellfish. She didn't say that she wouldn't eat raw fish.
Yeah, I thought he did, but did he forget to bring up like an ahi tuna? He mentioned doing an ahi tuna, which wouldn't be shellfish, but
It was fish. She just said she didn't want to do fish.
are.
I don't think that's on Chef. I do think that he probably should have put it on there because there's so many people with dietary restrictions that don't like fish, that don't like meat. How do you not put one on there? Just throw like, I don't know, man, carrots and celery wrapped in some rice and you're good to go.
What's the California roll? That's avocado.
Avocado and like cucumber and
Yeah, there you go.
that's it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, okay, but that then kind of egg on his face.
Yeah.
You should have assumed that somebody would have asked for a vegetarian, whether or
And
not they specifically did.
right, if you have this many people who don't eat meat or don't, you know, have don't like it, whatever. So I think this is something that at the end of the episode, the captain basically went around and he's like, listen, I know Jill's giving you guys a lot of things that you have to like think about, but don't forget that at the end of the day, we're serving the primary is our main focus. And so, you know, we got to just remember that. And I think that was good. Captain actually, he brought up a point about Chef too, that he didn't want to be too critical of him, or put too much pressure on him. And so maybe that's coming back to bite him a little bit because it seems like the chef's cracking a little bit and maybe Captain gave him too much of a leash. So
He said
interesting.
he said his cage was rattled. That's how the episode ended. That's something. I do. I thought it was weird by Frasier. Hey, do you mind looking over Chef's shoulder every time he cooks? And Captain's like, no, I'm not gonna do that. He told a story that I didn't quite follow, but I got the theme of it, which is basically putting too much pressure on someone. Usually doesn't work,
Yeah, it's
right?
like a pressure cooker, yeah.
Is that what he specifically said? Yeah, just pretty much not putting too much pressure on someone, especially someone while they're cooking.
Yeah.
That's very difficult because you're just gonna be nervous the entire time. Yeah, no, Captain Carey rules. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Awards.
Let's do it. You
I
want to
know
go
who I
first
have.
or?
No, I know who I have losing.
Okay.
But I will say I had Zandy winning this episode.
Okay. Explain.
I think, listen, Frasier named a second stew, and Barbie was of the view that she should have been that second stew. And then basically the first time, not first, one of the first times that Frasier's like, okay, I can count on Barbie to at least get through this lunch. It's easy, it's burgers. She kind of screws it up. And she's in a situation now where she's kind of like back talking to Xandi. That's not going to work. Xandi is the second stew, your third stew. She's bottom of the totem pole. We said this 5 episodes ago, and she just doesn't respect it. And so I think Xandi's looking better by comparison now. And confirmation that Frasier made the right choice.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, when the spotlight was on Barbie, she kind of failed. Not
Yeah.
horribly, but a little bit. Like they
A
got
little bit,
through the
yeah.
lunch, but not unscathed. And you're right, Xandi won't really take guff from Barbie. Like she's not afraid of her. So yeah, she's fully the second stew. John, speaking of Interior Department, my winner for this episode was Frasier, because here's why. All episode interior, including Chef, kept making mistakes, and none of the blame ever seemed to shift to Frasier once. And John, remember last season where Sandy was blaming him for ruining the volleyball game?
Yep.
And just blaming him for everything. And the guy is just bulletproof this season. He has some bad ideas like, hey, the captain should watch the chef in the galley every time he cooks. Like, that was a dumb idea. And like, he's a good chief stew, but it's just funny that he never has to sweat any of these episodes.
Yeah.
And there's, right, like, he didn't get any blame for that lunch. I know, like, that was Barbie was in charge of it, but he is the chief stew. And he didn't get any blame for the lack of vegetarian options with the sushi. So, it's weird.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's one of those, I don't think Captain's going to come down on him now, but I think that there's a non-zero chance at the next tip meeting, they bring up, hey, Interior, there's some things you got to work on. And then that's indirectly at him, but also directly at him because that's his department.
Fair.
So, all right. I respect that though. That's a really good observation. Loser is Dylan.
Okay.
Had the opportunity to seize lead deckhand, had the opportunity to be a great looking guy on a boat with single women. And, listen, I think Dylan is who Dylan wants to be, and I think that's great for him. But I wanted him to be a little bit more, if I'm being honest. I wanted him to get in there, maybe kind of not break up, but put some tension on the Ben situation with Sonny, or maybe a little bit with Barbie. And I think the producers tried. They saw a photo. They said, this is going to work. And he just kind of been to be in this, like, what did Ben say? This like dog that he just got to like throw a ball to.
Yeah. He's a golden retriever. Yeah. Okay. I didn't pick Dylan. I actually went with Chef Anthony because, to be fair, Captain was right. His cage was rattled.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like the Dylan pick because, yeah, I just don't think he works on this show that well. He doesn't seem South African to me at all. And he's from South Africa. And he's like a South African guy from like Miami or LA.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I don't know. I'm sure like he's on Vanderpump. I'm sure he's going to move to the US.
Yeah.
And like try to get into Hollywood or just be like even go to Florida, just be like a South Beach guy or something. And like, I don't know. As an influencer or something, but yeah, he's not South African to me at all.
He's just not chill enough or what?
Yeah. Or like rugged enough or who, like Gary's South African. Joe. No, Joe's from Zimbabwe, but, I don't know. There's other Ashton guy, Brian, there's millions of South Africans on the show. And none of them are like Dylan whatsoever.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
yeah.
I don't
Dylan
know.
Dylan also seems really young. So maybe we'll grow into it. So anyway, that's all I got. Sean, listen, I hope the day off's next episode. That should be real fun. Looks like tensions flare. So looking forward to it.
I think it must be, right? Because it just sort of ended with the dinner starting. So we got the rest of the dinner, then day off. Will be beautiful.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, can't wait. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Bon voyage.